We're going to talk about verbs now. We are going to look at what is a verb, what does it look like in Spanish, how you can recognize it, and what are words such as conjugation, what does it mean to conjugate a verb in Spanish, and what happens to the verb when you conjugate it. To start with, let's think of what a verb is. What is a verb? A verb is mainly a word that expresses an action, but this action doesn't have to be only physical. It could be something that expresses a mental activity or something to do with a condition. Just to think about the verbs you have been using so far. When you speak about yourselves and you say who you are really not performing an action as such. It's a kind of activity, what the verb ser expresses there, or to be in English, but it's more a kind of condition. You're talking about your existence or your identity, who you are. So you can see that the idea of activity has a wide sort of range of meanings. Coming to what a verb is in Spanish, what it looks like, we have to think perhaps to start with about the what we could say the neutral form of a verb, or the dictionary form, or if you want to call it by its proper name, the infinitive. So this could be what we call a form of a verb which has not been yet, so to say, activated, that is, hasn't been used in the form that would express who it is about. That would be to conjugate it, that is, to take the right endings for the form of a verb that expresses who it is about, who is performing the action, or what is performing the action. So let's go back for a moment. Think about the infinitive. When we think about infinitives, we are speaking of words that would end in ar, A-R, er, E-R, or ir, I-R. And these are the common endings for an infinitive in Spanish. So what happens next? If you were to activate the verb or conjugate it, you need to remove that ending of infinitive if you're going to use that verb to express where you live. You will need to drop the IR from vivir, and you're left with what we call the stem, or the main part of the verb. To that, you would then attach the relevant ending to express who it is about. So that's why you end up with vivo when you mean you live. But if I was to say he lives or she lives, I would use a different ending. I would say vive. So instead of O, I would take the E ending. So you can start seeing how this basic main part of the verb stays the same, in this case, bib, V-I-V. And to that I will attach different potential endings according to what I need to express. Once you do that, you have actually conjugated the verb in the right form. And you have to always watch what are the right endings for what you're trying to say, because obviously you may end up talking about somebody you don't want to talk about if you're not careful. We speak more about verbs in the next podcast.